Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address?
Hi. I'm not sure about the email, but let's try Sadlon, S-A-D-L-O-N, at mindspring.com, M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G.
No, ma'am. Could there be another?
Yeah. Let's try Elizabeth Sadlon, all one word, at gmail.com.
Thank you for that information. And your first and last name?
Elizabeth Sadlon.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
2024 Montecito Drive, Glendale, 91208. Look right?
Yes, but my system was just moving a little slow, and I do see that you ordered our Omex Ultra Pure just for joint inflammation and heart health. How may I help you?
So I think I have a ghost account. I got a shipment that I didn't order, and I have tried to put my orders on hold, and I discovered that, let me find the receipt, that it is shipping to Sadlor, S-A-D-L-O-R, and I wonder, but you're showing that this account shipped like in the last week? Is that what you're saying? Or is that an older one that you see there?
Yeah, this is an older one that I see. This one is from April.
Okay.
Hey, do you have
Is it on hold right now, so it's not on auto ship?
No, this one, you just had one-time shipments. You didn't have a subscription with this.
Okay, great. Well, that's the one I want, but now there's another one that just keeps sending me stuff that I think is just because my name is misspelled. We need to cancel that account, and I have the document that came with the shipment, but it doesn't have an order ID. I have a GLF number. How can we figure out where this account is?
Let me see.
It's going to the same address.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. Now, I did locate another account where you do have the subscribe and save for the Omex Ultra Pure. Let me see. My system's loading up right now. I do apologize, ma'am. My system's just moving a little bit slow this morning.
I am too. I get it.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, so you were getting this product every 6 months.
Can we just cancel that whole section?
Okay, so even if I can apply a 10%.
Is it like a separate account, or is it?
Well, yes, ma'am, you have a subscription, and then on the other account, that was just a one-time shipment.
Yeah,
that
so
wasn't
let's
a subscription.
Keep the one that we pulled up first, because then, so.
Well,
I've
with
got
the subscribe and save, you're getting.
Advice.
So with the subscribe and save, you are saving. It's a 20. You get a 20% discount when you do the subscription.
Right.
Now I can. Your next shipment won't be until April 21st of 2023.
Right, but I've got like a year's worth in my freezer now because it keeps coming.
And well, I can stop. I can cancel, skip that shipment. So then the next one will be. Let me see. So the next one will be October 21st of 2023.
So is the subscription not something that you offer anymore?
Yes, ma'am. You have our subscription.
Okay. So the one that you pulled up first has my name spelled correctly, and it has the correct email address. Several
are they both?
I've called. I've had a really hard time finding all these things.
Let me see.
So when I'm done with all of these, I will call and restart the subscription on the proper account. Is it? Do you get?
Well, ma'am, I can update the information now.
Okay, I don't want two accounts.
Hey, you don't have two accounts, ma'am. You only have one.
Okay. Great. So it's all in one. Can we? Make sure, yes, let's update it so my name is spelled correctly so we can find it.
So let me go back to that.
So it's all under the ElizabethSadlon@gmail.com account.
Yes, and just spell that for me to make sure I have it spelled correctly.
Sure, the last name is S as in Sam, A-D-L-O, and the last letter is N as in Nancy.
And the email address, that's ElizabethSadlon@gmail.com.
It's ElizabethSadlon.
So it's an A instead of a E.
Yeah.
And this is a good phone number for you that you called in on?
No.
What's a good phone number for you?
6861. 12. November. Okay. So then the next ship date is November, October, you said? October 23?
Yes, that was October 21st of 2023.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Skip the next shipment. So, yes, ma'am. Now the account is all updated for you. And is there anything else that you would like for me to do?
Nope, I hope that does it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.